ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो टुडे वी विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 29 एंटाइटल्ड टॉक्स बिटवीन नारद एंड किंग प्राचीन बरहि। टेक्स्ट वी आर टुडे रीडिंग 8। प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी। अक्षिणी नासिके कर्णो मुखम शिष्ण गुदाविति द्वे द्वे द्वारो बहिर्याति यस्तन्द्रिय यस्तन्द्रिय संयुतः। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पोर्टर बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की द आईज नोस्ट्रिल्स एंड ईयर्स आर पेयर ऑफ गेट्स सिचुएटेड इन वन प्लेस। द माउथ जेनिटल एंड रेक्टम आर ऑल्सो डिफरेंट गेट्स। Wing place into the body. Having these 9 gates, the living entity acts externally in the material world and enjoys sense objects like form and taste. Not being aware of his spiritual position, the living entity, directed by the mind, goes out through the 9 gates to enjoy material objects. Because of long association with material objects, he forgets his real spiritual activities and is thus misled. The entire world is going on being misled by so-called leaders like scientists and philosophers who have no knowledge of the spirit soul. Thus, the conditioned soul becomes more and more entangled. Akshini nasike karno mukham shishna gudaviti dvede dve dve dvaro vahiryati yas tad indriya sanyuta. Again, in this chapter also, Devarshi Narad imparting, giving transcendental knowledge, he is instructing Maharaj Prachin Varhi. As we know, in many previous chapters, Devarshi Narad presented, imparted transcendental knowledge to Maharaj Prachin Varhi in a form of allegorical story, figurative story, or say imaginary story, that on pretext of imparting, in pretext of allegorical story, he has imparted, Devarshi Narad tried to instruct about the transcendental knowledge to Maharaj Prachin Varhi. So whole incidents is described many previous chapter. In the beginning of this chapter, when Naradji was about to conclude his instruction, so Maharaj Prachin Varhi humbly requested that Devarshi Naradji, whatever you have imparted, this transcendental knowledge for me, you instructed, but unfortunately, I could not appreciate the actual purport of the story, your knowledge. You have imparted on your part, nothing is wrong, but from my side, though you very nicely explained transcendental knowledge about the constitutional position of a living entity as well as constitutional position of Lord Himself, Krishna, but I did not understand, I could not appreciate the purport of this allegorical presentation. And while he was requesting, he also told that what is the reason that I could not understand this transcendental knowledge. Maharaj Prachin Varhi accept that. He talks about himself, karma mohita, karma vidhadhi, akarmand, because I am an ignorant person, very much attached to fruitive activities, and consequently, of course, for sense gratification, I am too much attached for fruitive activities, for sense gratification, and that is the reason why my heart is completely polluted. It is very dirty, it is unclean. Unless and until one has pure heart, he could not understand the purpose, actual purpose of your allegorical story. So this is the, of course, when he was requesting, please explain this knowledge to me. Though already you have tried your level best to make me understand, but I did not understand because my heart is not pure. So, here also Maharaj Prachin Varhi talks about the what could be the proper qualification for understanding pure knowledge or say transcendental knowledge. He also has given the example of a mirror. Say, if mirror is not clean, in the surface of the mirror, if there is dirt is there, so though you may stand in front of the mirror, but your face would be not properly reflected in the mirror, because mirror is dirty. So similarly, my heart is absolutely polluted. Karmandh karma vidhadhi. I am very much attached for sense gratification, karma. So I did not understand. It is not possible for me. And same time he also talks about the qualification. What is the qualification? Kabayastad vijananti na vayam karma mohita. Kavi, learned personality, pure personality, your devotee, if they make a little endeavor, effort, they can understand because their heart is pure. So purity of heart is the proper qualification for understanding transcendental knowledge. By our effort, we could not understand. And then further then Devarshi Narad is start. Okay, now I will explain the direct meaning. I have presented in an allegorical form, figurative story, or say imaginary story, or indirectly. Now I am going to impart this knowledge directly. In the story, as you know, Devarshi Narad talks about a Purush. There was one Purush. So who is that Purush? Purusham Puranjanam Vidyat Vyakta Atmanah Puram. Purush or Puranjan is living entity. Directly since previously I told that there was one king, his name was Puranjan, and he was very much attached for sense gratification. He was looking a proper place. So not that he is Puranjan. Living entity itself is described as Puranjan. So, and then also it is described that Puranjan, he was going here and there. The living entity goes here and then, and the Puranjan has one friend, very intimate friend, Abhigyat. His name was Abhigyat. Abhigyat means not known. You can understand, you have a very intimate confidential friend, but unfortunately you don't know the anything about your friend, even you don't know his name. आप समझ सकते हैं ना, आप किसी आपका इंटीमेट फ्रेंड है, इज वेरी क्लोजली एसोसिएटेड टू यू, ही इज योर वेल विशर, बट यू डोंट नो हिज नेम. अभिज्ञात सख, नॉट ओनली नो, यू आर नॉट अवेयर अबाउट द नेम ऑफ दैट योर फ्रेंड, अपार्ट फ्रॉम द यू डोंट नो हिज एक्टिविटीज एज वेल, हिज क्रिया, व्हाट ही डज, from where he has come, you don't know anything about your friend. So here Narada has told that the Puranjan has one friend, because he was not known to Puranjan, even he was not knowing the name of the his friend, so he was telling abhigyat, unknown. To yo abhigyat sirtasya purushasya sakheshwara. So whatever it describes in this allegory as a friend of a living entity, the friend is Ishwar. Ishwar means, Ishwar ka kya arth hota hai? What is the meaning of Ishwar? Controller. And when I say Bhagwan, what is the meaning of Bhagwan? Bhagwan, who is full of all six opulences, the same, the Lord, when we say that he is Bhagwan, means we are mentioning about his opulence, Bhagwan, full of six opulences. And when we say the supreme, the absolute truth, the Ishwar, means he is controller. the friend of Jiva was described at Abhigyat, he is Ishwar, the super soul, supreme personality of Godhead, situated in the heart of every single living entity. He is Sakha Ishwara. Abhigyat Nama, the living entity doesn't know even the name of his friend, intimate friend, confidential friend. And Cheshtitam, we also don't know about his activity, his pastime. We are not aware. Abhigyat Cheshtitam. Now Narada is directly telling that Purush means living entity. And he was accompanied by his intimate friend, that is Ishwar or Paramatma, super soul, situated in everyone's heart. यन्न विज्ञायते पुंभिर नाम भीरवा क्रियागुण. Unfortunately, this is our fortune in our part that we don't know. That reason why Prabhupada in this, while you are reading purport, Prabhupada mentioned that since people don't know about Krishna, Paramatma, so they say, because they are not aware with the form, so they are nirakar. He has no name, he has no form, no attribute, no quality. So, Paramatma is the friend of a living entity. And then, in that story, they describe that the Puranjan, the living entity, was looking, going here and there, searching for sense gratification. He was looking for a suitable and nice place. So he got one city. City is described as human body. He has seen many places, many cities, but he did not like at all. Eventually he came across one city who was situated on the southern part of Himalaya. So that city is the human form, human body. And when he entered, the living entity along with his friend Paramatma entered in that city as soon as, not entered, he was about to enter the city, outskirt of the city, he saw a very beautiful woman, Pramada, very excellent. She was charming. very youthful and very charming, beautiful woman. So that woman, lady, she is intelligence, buddhi. So city is the human form of human form, human body, and pramada, with whom the living entity become very much attached, and he try to enjoy this, he try to gratify his senses to maximum extent, that is intelligent. And then and also it was described in the story narrated by Narad, that when the living entity Puranjan saw that woman, beautiful, youthful and beautiful woman, she has 10 attendant servants. She was not alone. She has prime men, prominent 10 servants. And there are 11th one, there another one who was a leader of all servants. So these 10 servants of intelligence, they are 10 senses, 5 knowledge acquiring senses and 5 working senses. And leader of the senses, who is the leader of the senses? Mind. Of course, in this condition stage, like we have given power of attorney to mind. आप लोग सब लोगों ने पावर ऑफ अटर्नी हम लोग दूसरे भगवान को नहीं दिए हैं. कृष्ण से आई एम सिचुएटेड इन हार्ट. ईश्वर सर्वभूतानां हृदय से अर्जुन तिष्ठति. भ्रामयन सर्वभूतानि यंत्रा रूढ़ानि माया. इंस्टीड ऑफ गिविंग पावर ऑफ अटर्नी टू कृष्ण, वी हैव एस्पेशली व्हेन योर कंडीशन स्टेज ऑफ लाइफ, we have given power of attorney to mind. So mind controls the senses. Without the help of mind, no, even not even a single sense is working properly. So that in allegorical presentation it was described that the woman, Pramada, intelligence, she has 10 servants. Those servants were 10 senses, indriya, and one was leader of the senses was mind. And then description there was, of course the body was, city was situated in Panchal. Different time he was going different places to enjoy. However, that and then Navamukhampuram, and that city, Maharaj Puranjan entered in the city, or living entity entered in the city, and the city had 9 gates, outlet, 9 different dwar, living entity could go in different direction through that gates for sensitivity, for enjoyment. So this particular verse talks about the 9 gates, outlets of the city. Akshini nasike karno mukham shishna gudaviti dve dve dvaro vahiriyati. Akshini, 2 eyes. Dve nasike, 2 nostrils. In nose, there are 2 holes. And karna, 2 ears. All together this is 6 gates. And mukham shishna gudav, 3. So 6 plus 3, 9. There are 9 gates. Dvede dvaro bahiryati yastit nirsani. Whenever a living entity wants to enjoy, through these gates, he enjoyed. In this purpose, Prabhupada, not being aware of his spiritual position, The living entity directed by the mind goes out through the nine gates to enjoy material objects. We are not at all aware with our spiritual position. We have accepted, we have taken as granted that we are body, and anything and everything connected to this body is mind. So we are not aware, for that reason the living entity takes help of nine senses, five knowledge acquiring senses, and through these gates he goes out for sense gratification, of sense enjoyment. And also because of long association with material objects, since time immemorial we are connected, we are associated with some sense objects, so we are very much attached for sense gratification. So we forgot our real constitutional position, and we are completely misled. Even the great scientists in this material world, big philosophers, they are supposed to know everything. The scientists, jnani, philosophers, even the great personality, they even don't know the actual real constitutional position of a living entity. They don't know the real actual constitutional position of Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are not aware at all what is our intimate relation with Krishna, God. So they are completely misled, and they are misleading the whole society. And thus the conditioned soul becomes more and more entangled. So Devarsin are directly telling that living entity, because he has tendency for sense gratification, they are very much attached for sense gratification, for fruitive activity, that reason why looking at different place, the human form of life, human body affords the all facilities for sense gratification as well. Like other body, apart from human form of life, human body, there are 4,000 species of life. So there is also opportunity for sense gratification. But human body affords all facility for sense gratification. Though it is also fact that if someone is spiritually inclined, he wants substantial spiritual progress for them, the human form is the best place, best body for self-realization as well. But if you are not interested in self-realization, and if you want for sense gratification, you are looking for sense gratification, then the human form of life, human body can afford all facilities. So here Devarsin Narad is directly spelling Akshini Nasike Kano Mukham Sishna Gudaviti Dvede Dwaro Bahiryati Yas Tad Indriya Sanjuta. The living entity is very much attached for sense gratification, and this attachment for sense gratification is the reason that he is very much entangled in this material world. So we are not aware. The big scientists are now here. Towards the end of this story, towards the end of this chapter, again Maharaj Parachin Var, he inquired Naradri, "You see, whatever you are telling, it is very much pleasing for me. I like this. But there is very much contradiction between knowledge, instruction you have given to me, and prior to you, before, there are many acharya, panda, vidwan, purohit, they used to come to me. They never ever informed about the transcendental knowledge. What was the reason? How come that in beginning they did not impart knowledge to me? Maybe they were not aware about the transcendental knowledge, or may be that I was not qualified enough to accept this knowledge. What could be the reason? Maybe that I was not qualified, for that reason they did not impart it, or maybe they were not aware themselves. How come that I was kept in darkness for many years? Because I was a very much interested personality. I was very much inquisitive. Whosoever saintly person came, I inquired. I sit in their feet and I inquired. But always they are talking about this yajna, that yajna, these are sacrifices, and they are talking about elevation and heavenly planet and unlimited sense gratification is there. So they were always engaging me, they are forcing me, they are instructing such a way that I should be engaged only for sacrifices in order to get better opportunity for sense gratification. So how come that they in beginning they did not imparted this knowledge to me? So he raised the question, maybe that I was not qualified, I was not matured enough to understand that knowledge, maybe this reason, or maybe that they themselves were not aware. So Devarshi Nara said, no, you were qualified enough, no doubt. Those people, so-called scientists and philosophers, sadhu, purohit, panda, they are purohit, they were not aware. So here Srila Prabhupada mentioned that the so-called leaders like scientists and philosophers who have no knowledge of the spirit soul, thus they are misleading. So you were misled on account of their ignorance about transcendental knowledge. So even you did not understand, I cannot appreciate. But not only you, but big scholar, authority, even they were very much bewildered. So Krishna, if really someone interested to understand Krishna, in Padma Purana talks about if we are completely engaged in sense gratification, material objects, it is very difficult for us to know. Atah Sri Krishna Madi na bhavet grahiyam indriye. As long as our heart, our senses are not, it is not purified, not clean. Atah Sri Krishna Madi na bhavet grahiyam indriye. The blunt material senses, if it is not purified, then it has not capacity to understand the absolute truth. Atah Sri Krishna Madi na bhavet grahiyam indriye. By the impure senses, material senses, the transcendental topic could not be appreciated, could not be understood. Shevan mukho hi jihvadav, swayam eva spuratyada. When we are inclined to serve the Krishna, when our heart is purified, our senses are purified, and when we are inclined to serve the Krishna, immediately Krishna becomes he becomes visible to us. Atah Sri Krishna Madi na bhavet grahim indriye shevan mukho hi jihvada swayam eva spuratyada. Only we should be inclined to serve the Krishna, and then Krishna will reveal to us, he will reveal his personality, his name, his form, everything entourage to us. We need to purify our senses, and our senses would be purified simply when we engage our senses in the service of Krishna. So here Devarshi Narad ji talking about, of course he himself admitted that I am too much karmandh, karma vidhdhi. He talks about, I am karmandh, I am blind due to my attachment for fruitive activity. My intelligence is completely vidh, is broken or covered, because I am looking for sense gratification. I am very much attached for fruitive activities.
So I could not understand. Then the Narada said, okay, it is no problem. Not only you, the whole world, you met so-called big scientists, philosophers, they are also bewildered about the constitutional position of a living entity as well as the constitutional position of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this way, Narada tried to explain. Of course, this particular verse talks about 9 gates of the city. So also it described 5 gates in the city in the eastern side. One was in south, one was in north, and 2 gates were in western side. Akshini, Nasike, 4, the 4 in front side, eastern side, and Mukh, the 5 are in eastern side. Shishna, Gudaviti, 2 in west side, and 1 in north, and another is south. इस श्लोक में यही बात बताई गई, 9 गेट की बात कही गई है. 5 गेट पूरब में है, 2 गेट पश्चिम में है, 1 साउथ में है, 1 नॉर्थ में. So here I stop. I think you have any question or comment, you are welcome. Akshini.
Hare Krishna. 2 eyes and then 2 nose and then 2 ears and then mouth. So Akshini, by seeing Krishna we can purify these eyes, and Nasike, by if we smell the flower of Lord then we can purify our nose, and then Karna, by hearing Krishna Gatha, and the mouth by eating Krishna Prasadam. But Shishna and Gudava, how can we purify these two?
Shishna, I say, it is not very much. Of course, it is such a in Bhagavatam, in front of deity. Of course, since in the Bhagavatam, Shishna and Buddha, a living entity enjoy the topmost, the highest pleasure. When a conditioned state of life, living entity enjoy by sexual pleasure. So when, for hearing the sound, he wants to enjoy, he takes the help of ear, he enjoys the form, beauty, aesthetic thing, then he uses eyes, and smell, the nostril. A smell is sense gratification, type of sense gratification. He was in attached for sense gratification. Then he takes help to perform the smell, nostril, and he taste eating. Then he takes help of mouth or tongue. And he is, when he is absolutely, completely attached for sense gratification, sexual desire, copulation, then a living entity, the jiva, takes help of genital. This is considered the highest material delight. And also evocation, that is also type of a sense gratification. Next to, I mean sense pleasure, next to sexual intercourse is the pleasure by evocation, passing a stool or urine. So that is, so when the living entity wants that type of pleasure, then he takes help of genital and rectum. Okay, anything I would like to say?
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you for nice class. One question. In Sanskrit it is said, Ardha Matra Laghavena Putrutsava Manyate Budhaha.
Maybe something wrong with my ear, or maybe wrong. विदाउट माइक आप बोले ना हम समझ सकते उसमें आवाज
इट इज सेड इन संस्कृत द अर्धमात्र लाघवेन पुत्रोत्सव मन्यते बुधाः इट इज नॉट नेसेसरी टू एक्सप्लेन सो मेनी थिंग्स इफ बाई शॉर्ट प्रवचन वन इज मोटिवेटेड देन वाई अननेसेसरीली टू स्पीक सो मेनी थिंग्स सो नारद जी एक्सप्लेन सो मेनी थिंग्स इन ए एलोगरिकल वे बट प्राचीन बरही डिडंट अंडरस्टैंड देन अगेन ही रिक्वेस्टेड टू नारद प्लीज एक्सप्लेन help me to understand what you explained before me. So why Narada explained the allegorical story, then explained the same thing and made understood Prachinbari. So what is this? Why he didn't explain directly?
The question is, say, Naraji could explain, he could have explained very simple way. And it appears that it is very easy to understand, living in it. But instead of giving direct meaning, in simple way, it talks about the allegorical whole thing. That it becomes very really, it doesn't come in the mind. Even many names, we forget the name and this process, that process, and it was very simple.
Yes.
The living entity. And 9 gates and 10 gates and this and that and the result also become he did not understand again he has to come the simple process why he did not accept it in beginning simple process simply he would have explained for your information even this simple process so called simple it is also very difficult But in Vedic literature, it is also like
paroksham cha mama priya. The indirect explanation is very dear to me, Krishna said.
But this is the, I don't know actually, this is inconceivable for me. And that simple thing, first Naradji made it very complex. And again he tried to make it simple. That is also very difficult. And it's very easy way we can understand the living entity in conditioned state of life. He degraded himself. He should do chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, engage himself in devotional service, will be elevated. Towards that then he given the same conclusion. What is the process of purification? Engage your senses in the service of Krishna, in devotional service. Simply by engaging your senses in devotional service, all the necessary gyan will come in your direction. Even if you need now to make any extra effort for knowledge, gyan, that will come on its own accord. Simply you engage your senses in service of Krishna. And towards the end that he was so much convinced Maharaj Purandan. You know the story that Maharaj Purandan, he has sent his sons for austerity. They were not in the house. They had gone for austerity and they ate as yet they had not returned. And here he got detachment. Maharaj Prachin Varhi. So much so he became serious for self-realization. That he did not even wait for his sons to come. He gave all the responsibility to minister and his instruction that when they will come, when they would come, you talk about their duty. First you take charge of the whole kingdom. When they will return, they would return, then they should be enthroned. But there was very risk. Even minister may or may not have entrusted the kingdom to sons. There was a big risk, but still Maharaj Prachin Varhi did not wait for them. The risk was there, chance was there that their son would be losing the power. He left the kingdom. There was a gap. He did not wait to come their sons. and a very simple way. He was really qualified personality, very highly elevated personality. But still in Vedic literature, somehow or other, many places we see indirectly explanation and very lengthy explanation also. Size-wise and that quality-wise, very complicated things. And towards the end, again it made easy. So still question remains unanswered. How come that Naradji did not explain the whole thing in simple way, easy way, rather it was allegorical presentation. It was really, really tough to understand. That I myself don't understand. This is also my question as well. Mera bhi yahi prashna hai.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, question is that you said in your lecture that human form of life offers the best opportunity for sense gratification as well as
self-realization.
So I was thinking that many animals do better sense gratification than human beings.
Many animals
do better sense gratification than human beings. For example, sex life, even the birds and pigeons and monkeys are doing more than human beings, and elephant is eating a lot of food and we cannot do like that. So how human being can enjoy the most?
There is some different living entity. In one certain type of sense gratification, they may have better type. Elephant say by eating, he may have eating in better way. But about other thing, seeing the form, traveling, see if elephants wants to go to America, and enjoy the scene in front of high White House, then she is helpless. Though she is very powerful, 1,000 times more powerful than us. So one thing, eating, okay. What about sightseeing? Confined in one place, one for events, if she could not come. If even the eating, if an elephant wants to taste ice cream, then where she will get purchase? But if you want to enjoy, you want to realize the taste of ice cream, just you stretch your hand and you will get it. So one animal, one type of sense gratification, better way, bigger way. But about other thing, no. Like touch, this is one. Kya kehte hain? Tok,
skin,
sukh. Eh? Touch, very nice. Elephant, other thing, he can eat nicely. He is in the forest. It is in forest. If the scorching heat is there, what he can do? Maybe looking here and there, somewhere maybe water, but you are feeling the heat. You can arrange that. You know, such a fine brain we have invented. Air conditioning. We can sit in air condition and we can enjoy the touch nice way. So human, every sense gratification in fullest constant, in instant we can enjoy. They have some limitation, other living entities. So that is the reason why human form of life, it affords all facilities for self-realization as well as it can afford all facilities for sense gratification as well. In every respect. Okay. हो गया ना
सर. एज यू नो दैट द लीडर ऑफ द सेंसेस इज माइंड. सो व्हेन यू से द माइंड, वी यूज द इंग्लिश वर्ड सबकॉन्शियस माइंड, अवचेतन मन. subconscious mind. So his mind is also conscious, like for example I am going on the road and then is there any sense object, automatically my mind turns my face towards that object. So his mind also conscious.
Actually the real, the kshetra, conscious in the living entity, mind, intelligence, it's not conscious, but since it is connected with the soul, so it has also this. His consciousness is borrowed one. It's a borrowed consciousness from the soul. From soul, intelligence has borrowed the consciousness, and the mind and intelligence connected together. It appears that it's also, it has consciousness. But actually, real conscious chetana, that is there in spirit soul. Okay, here. Srila Prabhupada ki, Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Sri Sri Krishna Madaram ki.